Into the Light Ministries is proud to present Your Alarm Call with Reverend Ron Bernier. Now we ask you to sit back and open your mind and your spirit to what God has to say to you on Your Alarm Call.
There is a time appointed unto man to die. When that time comes, there's nothing you can do about it. Say goodbye, because you're going. But up until that time, you don't have to believe any doctor, any group of doctors, any clinic, any lawyer, but turn unto God and cry out to God. And see what the Lord thy God would say unto thee. You don't need to run off and find some guy that's supposed to be able to prophesy and give you words from God as long as you give him $1,000 offering. You didn't see Hezekiah telling his servants, run out and buy me the last supper dishes. Or go give an offering to Benny Hinn. Go give Copeland another couple million. He turned to the wall and cried out to God. Jesus said, he who wants of the water, come and drink freely. Freely. These people don't understand the word free. Freely you have received, now freely give. I had watched a man of God on TV a few times, many, many years ago, and he came to town. And I went down to see him. Great big setup, and I went in there to see him. I thought, I wanted to see this man for a long time. And I thought he was just a great man of God. I seen the most disgusting choreographed money grubbing setup that I have ever seen in my life. You know, they were selling what I call Jesus junk. They had Jesus ashtrays. Yeah. Jesus ashtrays. And little dishes and saucers and all this other junk with Jesus on it that you could buy for a small fortune. Then, now, I won't tell you how long this went on because you don't have that much time. But then they took the offering. I don't know how many millions they got out of that. Big stadium packed out. Then the man, apparently in the back room who counted it, had told the guy how much it was, and he decided that wasn't enough for him to minister the word of God. He sent somebody out to say, there has not been enough collected for the man of God to come out and speak, and they took another collection. Actually seen it happen. And finally he came out. I said, at least the foolishness is over with. He's going to preach. I was wrong. He didn't come out to preach. Now he came out to sell Bibles with his name on it. Not Jesus' name, his name. I'm not going to tell you his name because you all know him. But his name is on the Bible. That Bible was $200. I could have bought it for $29 at the local Bible bookstore and got ripped off at that. So they sell the whole supply of Bibles that they got. There's no end of the stupid people, I'm telling you. We need to thin the herd. Then this was the end for me. Then the guy came out. I was there. I seen this. I heard this. There's tapes of it. You can watch it. He knelt down by the edge of the stage and he said, "I want every true brother and sister in the Lord to form a line." Well, before he got the words out of his mouth, the line was already formed. Because nobody listened long enough to find out what he was doing. He said, "Because this is what I want to do. As each one of you comes up here, I want to personally shake your hand. And this is what's going to happen. I am going to shake your hand. You are going to give me $50 in the other hand. And God is going to impart his blessing to you." Do you know the line got longer, not shorter? And I told my wife, "We have got to go. We have got to get out of here. This place is just too crazy. I don't even want to be in this room." And we left. And another man who I know, who stayed, told me, now I wasn't there for the last one, but he told me they took one more offering before this guy finally did preach. Now get this. Without opening his Bible. If he didn't open his Bible, what did he preach? God had nothing to say to all them people. I find that so hard to believe. But yet, I see that it's getting worse every day. It's literally getting worse every day. If I were able, if God allowed me to talk to the 85% of the people in the United States of America who claim to be Christian, but God says only a remnant are really Christian, will really obey, really have any discernment, really understand the Word of God, really obey the Word of God. I choose to believe God. But if I had the opportunity to set them down and to ask them, I would seriously like to ask them, and I would like to get an answer. Why do you do these stupid things? Why do you make out checks for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 and send them off to Benny so he can buy another suit? Why would you do that? You really believe that? You know, people said, I'm going to close in a second. I promise you, you got relief coming. People said when Jim Jones committed suicide with 900 people down there in Jonestown. My wife and I have been there. We have looked at it. We have seen it. And it still, to this day, it still gives you a sickening feeling. But they said, don't you get sick when you think about how that went down. And the truth of the matter is, I have to answer no. No, not at all. What makes me sick? And you got to do a little homework here. You got to have a little bit of discernment, do a little bit of homework. But what makes me sick is the night that Jim Jones, who originally was an Assemblies of God ordained pastor, aren't they all for some reason? But anyway, that Jim Jones walked into the church, and that's when they had it out in California, walked up to the center of the stage, took the Bible that he had, ripped it in half, threw it on the floor, stomped on it and said, we don't need this anymore. It don't contain anything for today. What we need is what I say. And every single one of them people nodded their heads like a bunch of them stupid dogs you see in the back window of the pickup trucks. Yep, yep. That's when I feel sorry. That's when I feel bad. When Kenneth Copeland said, you didn't need Jesus Christ to go to Calvary because he was like an emancipated worm. That's what he said. That's his quote. He said, I could have done as much if not better. I could have done as much if not better at Calvary for you than for Jesus, than Jesus did for you. Now, for those millions who kept the TV on, for the millions who wrote out the checks to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, there is when I get sick, not when they drink the Kool-Aid. If they're too stupid to miss the first part, I'm certainly not going to feel sad about the last part. We need some discernment in the church. As I've shared with you, I've done my homework. I would not be stupid enough to stand up here and say the things I've said if I couldn't prove them. Not by what I wrote, but what they wrote themselves out of their magazines, out of their interviews on the Beelzebub Network, on what they have personally said. That scares me. But the best I've heard yet is Benny Hinn saying, after he said that Jesus Christ was going to personally appear at a Denver crusade, and then we found out that Jesus got his calendar all mixed up, and Jesus missed that appointment. Now we find out that if you're willing to go dig up the dead, drag their bodies into the house, and when Benny tells you to, you take the dead paw, claw, whatever, hand, bone, touch it to the TV there, touch it over to old Benny's hand on the TV, and the dead are going to be raised. That he prophesied on the Beelzebub Network on TBN. That's on tape. Costs a lot of money, so I'm not going to pay for it and send it to you, but I will gladly send you an email and tell you where you can get the tape, and you can pay for it and buy it. And you want to change God? You want to change Jesus? For Copeland, as they wanted to change God for Jim Jones, that's up to you. But the day is coming. Judgment day is coming. On the way here today, suddenly I had a burden in my spirit. And I began to see, not like a vision or anything like that, but I just began to see so many people laying in hospitals, and most of them were not that old. And they were told by a group of doctors that they were dying of this or dying of that or dying of whatever. And they believed them. They got so much faith in that doctor that they believe them. Now, some of them, maybe it is their time. But the ones that God showed me today, it wasn't their time. Now, I want to speak to you who are watching me by television. Because there's a whole lot of you right now, right this moment. You are watching by television from a hospital room. I don't know where you are. I don't know what time it is. The middle of the day, the middle of the night. Don't make any difference. You got the TV on. The nurse comes in and tries to turn her off. Tell her if she touches it, you'll break her arm. She'll be in the bed next to you. But right now, this is what I'd like you to do. Remember when I talked about that cry? There is that cry from down in here that's real. Not that superficial, I think I'll give it a try thing, but the real cry from down in here. I'd like you to turn to the wall as soon as we finish. No, I got a better idea. I'd like you to pray with me right now. May be a strange way to end the program, but I just feel led of the Holy Spirit to do this. I'm asking you right now, let's do it scripturally. You've been told you have cancer, gallstones, a whole lot of things I can't pronounce and don't know. Right now, turn to the wall. You don't have to see me. All you got to do is hear me. Turn to the wall and close your eyes. Nobody's going to steal nothing. You ain't got nothing. Turn to the wall and close your eyes and repeat after me. Holy Father, Almighty God, you who said you are not a respecter of persons, you would not do something for one that you would not do for another. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. And I remind you, Lord God, of your word. I remind you, Lord God, of Hezekiah. Because, Lord, you're everywhere at once. You're still there, you're here, and you're ahead of time. You're all over. But I remind you of Hezekiah for this reason. Because he cried out to you and you gave him 15 more years. I don't know how many more years I need, Lord. But God, I have tried to serve you. I've tried. I've failed. I've fallen. And you've picked me up. And I'll probably fail and fall some more. But Jesus, this I know. Jesus, have your Holy Spirit right now. Have your Holy Spirit look at my heart. Jesus, you know that I love you. Jesus, you know that I am not afraid to share you, to announce your name to anybody, to everybody. I'm not ashamed of you, Jesus. I'm asking you not to be ashamed of me. Jesus, I ask you right now to intercede, to go to the Father on my behalf and ask the Father to restore to me that health. God, I don't know how many years, but I ask to be restored. Jesus, if it's my time, fine, I'll go. But Lord, if it's not, restore me. There's things yet that I have to say to my children, to my grandchildren, to my family. Jesus, there's things I need to warn people about. And Jesus, there's people I need to tell them that I love them, because I didn't tell them enough before. Right now, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you to touch me. Jesus, you said you would send your Holy Spirit, which would bring me that which was of you. Jesus, right now, Jesus, if I can, I lift up my arms, my fingers, whatever. Jesus, send your Holy Spirit. Jesus, touch me right now. Jesus, let me be a living, walking testimony of your love, of your mercy, of your forgiveness, of your power. Jesus, let me announce it in such a way that you will be lifted up and draw all men unto you. And Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you. And Jesus, you know my heart. Jesus, I love you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us.
And now some previews from Pastor Bernier's next program.
You know, just before I came down here tonight, God spoke to me in my hotel room. Now, isn't it funny? God never speaks to them when they're sitting on the pot. He never speaks to them when they're driving the car. He never speaks to them when they're walking. He always speaks to them when they're up in the hotel room. And guess what they're doing in the hotel? They're always praying. I was in my hotel room praying tonight, and God spoke to me, and you know what God spoke. I know it before he says it, or her, whatever it is. And God said, there's somebody here tonight that has got 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever happens to be the figure the guy needs that week, that he's supposed to give to this ministry. And the reason you're supposed to give it is because that's just about all you got left. You're just about broke. God's been taking you down because you haven't been tithing to the right ministry. You'll never guess who the right ministry is. Why, lo and behold, it's his ministry. But if you will take that 2, 3, 4, 5 grand, whatever it is, and write out that check quickly and get up there to the altar, and give it to the man that's collecting them. And I have been there. I have been at this meeting, and I'm telling you, there's a guy up there. They give up with the Kentucky fried chicken buckets because they weren't big enough anymore. And I'm not kidding. They got a bucket now. They got out of Walmart, I believe. It's about this high, made out of plastic. And they will fill those things up in a matter of moments, just with checks and cash, and then move it back and grab the next one. Now, I've walked up there and stood alongside just to watch. And the guy holding the bucket looks at you a little funny, but he lets you stand there figuring eventually you're going to put something in. I have no intention of putting anything in, but I am curious what other people are putting in. And the amounts of these checks, I keep asking myself, what do these people do for a living? That they could afford to write a check of that size. In this country, in the United States of America, it is a fact, it is a statistic, we spend more money per year on dog food. In fact, to tell you better than that, we spend more money per year. This is a fact. You can look it up. It's on the internet. We spend more money per year getting Fido's nails clipped, getting our little doggy's nails clipped, than we do on evangelism, than we do on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, you can sing God Bless America all you want as you're waiting for Fido to get his nails clipped. But God isn't going to do it. We lead the nation, the world rather, we lead the world in pornography, abortion, drunkenness, divorce, incest, rape. We lead the world in all these things. And yet 85% of the population on a recent survey claimed they were believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were Christians. Now it amazes me that the other 15% has the time to do all of the evil that's left over. That's a lot of evil for 15% of the population to do.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we ask you to tune in again next time to The Alarm Call. Remember, if you would like to contact us for prayer requests, or if you just need someone to talk to, you can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. You can also send us traditional mail at Post Office Box 1523 in Hollister, Missouri, 65673. Please have a wonderful day, and may God be with you in all that you do.